Avery Marshall is a Black trans man living and working in Tulsa. In the past several months, he has gone through a lot of change, working from home with his fiance, postponing their wedding over COVID-19 concerns, and recovering from top surgery. In his audio diary, Avery talks about the worries he has even in his regular tasks, like walking his dog Chug, and also how he feels about this particular Pride Month.
My name is Avery Marshall. I'm from Tulsa. I'm a brother, a soon-to-be husband, a lost daughter, and a found son, a queer Black trans man in a very queer red state. It gets tiring trying to carve out a place for myself in an unwelcoming landscape, but I do it because what else am I gonna do? You know, Woody Guthrie said it, this land is your land, this land is my land, and I shouldn't just have to pack up and leave. I won't. But, like everybody else, I'm stuck inside the house because there's a deadly virus out there that truly does not discriminate. But I still have to walk my dog, and so I have to worry about that other familiar virus out there that survives off of discrimination, which is racism. I'm a tall, athletic dude. I have a small Chihuahua pug mix, we think, who is much more aggressive than I am. And every day, we walk along the Arkansas River.
Why do you get treats on your walk? You gonna be a good boy? You gonna be a bad boy?
I'm thankful for the folks who know us, who stop and say hello and give him pets. And I'm hesitant with the ones who don't. Or maybe they're hesitant with me. I don't know. What I do know is that I've seen what happens when a white woman thinks that she knows best. And I've seen the police cars slowly drive by at the request of a concerned citizen. I don't want to play those games. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. But it's not really my choice. For example, my dog, bless his little heart, loves to bark and pull when he sees other dogs. My soon-to-be wife, who is white, uses a water gun on her walks with him. We had to have a conversation on why I can't use this method. I mean, even if it's a pink water gun with a yellow tip, any kind might be deadly for me, as deadly as a real gun. I have to rely on charm to get both of us through. I do this because I'm scared for his safety and for mine. You know, 2 years on testosterone, I'm hyper-visible now. When before, they saw a queer woman in an office that they could ignore, you know, a queer woman in a staff meeting that they could dismiss. But now that my body has changed, so have their perceptions. You know, when I first started this journey, my cousin told me it isn't easy being a Black man. I thought that he meant providing for a family or being just or being kind and good. You know, I thought I can do that. I am those things. I got this. No, he meant it's not easy being a Black man in a world that hates you without knowing you, without caring to, unless you make it easy for them. This Pride Month feels like a real Pride Month. It feels the most like a fight for your life. I've been seeing those memes that say, you know, Pride was a riot, you know? Pride wasn't a sanctioned parade with corporate sponsors. Pride was Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera and the other queens and kings and other people who had enough of the police harassing them and making them feel lesser than. And this Pride, that's exactly what, you know, thousands of people around the country are doing, making their voices heard, making their lives known, saying, we have had enough. See us. Help us.
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Kately Mills as part of the America Amplified initiative. America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.